The government's safeguard mechanism bill will pass this week after Labor successfully landed on a deal with the Greens after months of negotiations. The mechanism is Labor's centrepiece climate change policy, which now includes a hard cap on emissions for new or expanded high-polluting projects. But what is the impact on industry? The Australian Industry Group Climate Change and Energy Director Tennant Reid joins me now. G'day to you, Tennant. When you effectively wanted this bill passed, and it will pass this week, is it a good deal?
So the version that has been agreed this week, that's reflecting what the government and the Greens discussed, but also the feedback from industry and other stakeholders to the government since their design was released in January, is significantly improved from many points of view. For industry, for manufacturers in cement, aluminium, steel making and otherwise, it includes a set of provisions, including a larger fund to assist with transition and a trade exposed baseline adjusted program that for heavily affected facilities will see them get a slower decline in their baseline this decade. That is the counterpart of the tighter baselines for new gas facilities in particular that were announced as part of this deal. I wouldn't say it's all plain sailing for industry, however. In the long term, the tension between competitiveness and ever-deepening emissions targets is still there. And so the other thing that the government announced, which is underlining their commitment to explore a carbon border adjustment mechanism for Australia in a review starting this year, that shapes up to be a very important question that could be a much more effective way to guarantee against a loss of competitiveness and ensure that businesses with a strong future in a net zero emissions world can pursue that future right here in Australia.
For the average person who has not kept across the passage of this legislation, do they take what you just said to mean that if industry doesn't like it, that it must be good for the environment? You said tension. That's an important point when you're talking about regulatory environments, and certainly this industry needs to be protected, or not protected, but be hemmed in by good regulation. Is it good regulation?
Well, look, we accept, and I think all responsible participants in this debate accept that emissions have got to fall and they've got to get to net zero before too many more years have passed. Now, there's been a lot of debate about offsets, emissions reductions from outside the facilities directly covered by this scheme. Offsets have an important role, but they can't remove the need for deep emissions reductions. The point is to achieve those reductions without industry going out the back door that ought to be able to play an important part in a net zero world. We're still going to need steel. We're still going to need cement. But we need to produce those things with low or zero emissions. Getting there is pretty important.
True. Senator Sarah Hanson-Young spoke to me yesterday on the program. She said this legislation effectively blows a hole in new oil and coal projects. Will this hard cap on emissions mean that new projects won't get off the ground at all?
So the cap is significant. It absolutely confirms that national emissions are going to fall over time in line with the government's commitments, and also that absolute emissions from covered facilities, coal mines, gas wells, heavy industry are going to fall even without taking account of offsets. That said, many of the coal and gas projects that people in the environmental community have been worried about probably were not going to happen anyway. There's a lot of investment uncertainty globally for those industries. Their customers are all committed to stop using those fuels over the next several decades. So
does that diminish the Greens? Does that diminish the Greens' claim that half the coal and gas projects in the pipeline won't be able to go ahead as a result of these negotiations?
Well, look, many people aren't so confident as me that those projects weren't going to happen anyway. And if they were worried the day before yesterday, they should be greatly reassured by what was agreed yesterday. For those of us who think that customer demand in China, in Japan, in Korea and elsewhere is what's going to do in those export industries and not decisions taken in Australia, that result is that the cap that's been agreed is fine. It's not a worry. It is providing extra confidence that something that wasn't going to happen anyway is certainly not going to happen.
There have been concerns, Tennant Reid, about these policies, if they could effectively assist in sending steel and cement manufacturing offshore. This is something that BlueScope Steel, Holly Hughes have raised in the past. Is that a relevant sentiment in the time since the government announced this bill? Is that still a concern in the industry?
Look, in the near term, the measures that have been announced should be highly effective in avoiding what's called carbon leakage or industries leaving Australia for jurisdictions that have weaker climate policies. But we do need to ensure that we avert that risk for the long term. And the European Union has, confronted with the same problem, opted to go down the path of a carbon border adjustment. That's something we're going to have to look at, not just very closely, but very quickly to ensure that we can be ready, because we're going to need, for the green steel future, the energy superpower vision that many people have, we're going to need a basis for industry to make multi-billion dollar investments, and they need to be confident that a difference in policies between Australia and other countries is not going to make them unable to earn back the cost of those investments.
So you're saying that these reforms, this safeguard mechanism, has addressed the concerns from trade-exposed industry?
In the short term, the changes are very positive compared to what was announced in January. In the next several years, the measures look like they will greatly reduce risks. But beyond the end of this decade, at the latest, we need a different approach to averting carbon leakage. The government's committed to look at that approach. They haven't yet committed to do it. So there is some work to be done over the coming year to get that in place.
Tennant Reid is the Australian Industry Group Climate Change Energy Director. Appreciate your time this afternoon.
It was my pleasure.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.